She is the Connecticut Commissioner of the Department of Consumer Affairs, and she is in our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair, Michelle Siegel.
She's
Commissioner, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be back.
Always great to have you on the program, and I know we want to get into this Equifax breach today, but let's start by explaining to our audience, because some people might not know.
Although, what Equifax is.
Well, yeah, right. Exactly. Let's start there. What's Equifax?
Yeah, great question. So Equifax is one, and there's three of them, of what are known as credit reporting agencies. So the other two are Experian.
Credit reporting agencies.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. And their function out there, before somebody lends money, lets you open up a line of credit, essentially a credit card, maybe they give you a mortgage on a house, they want to understand how likely is it that you're going to be paying that money back and making those payments, because they may be making a lot of credit available to you. And so what these three credit reporting agencies do is they collect, in situations like this, what seems like a scary amount of information about people, but they collect information about what are your other debts that you owe, what's been sort of your employment history, what's been your payment history, do you have other loans that you've perhaps defaulted on. So they gather all this information, so now when you go to get a loan, whether you want to buy a house, a car, open up a new credit card, that company can understand, well, how likely is it this person is going to make their payments on time? And so that's sort of their function out there.
But and they collect all this information on you, from your address to your Social Security number, all of that, right?
Absolutely. So they have a lot of information on you. So if you haven't done so already, and I'll encourage it again throughout this, you know, take a look at your credit report. But they certainly have a lot of information on you.
And that can be harmful, too.
Well, when this data breach certainly reveals sort of the risk of when you have these handful of companies that have really everything about you, certainly.
So this affected, as I understand, millions of people, correct?
Yeah, potentially over 100 million. So, you know, we're still kind of getting our arms around how many people were truly affected, but they have information on most of the country.
What worries me, today is the day of the scammer. What if the scammer gets a hold of this?
Well, absolutely. And you can kind of assume that whoever did breach in there and steal all this information did not have good intentions. So there's a lot of different things the scammer may end up doing with this. And it's important to keep in mind just, you know, Equifax, this breach actually happened many months ago. So even if you haven't had any problems now, sometimes they wait a year to let people get complacent before doing things. But you know, you can open a new account in someone's name, and suddenly somebody's out there using a credit card in your name that maybe you didn't even think about. They can, of course, steal your own credit card and start making charges that you didn't make. A few other things. One that people don't always think of, but a common scam these days, is for somebody to file a phony tax return, collect a refund. So we encourage people, certainly file your taxes early, because you don't want somebody complicating your life or taking it, you know, stealing your refund.
And today, it just seems, Dan, all the time, this is something that we got to worry about.
Well, and this is a situation, Commissioner, because we hear some people say, well, it's the reason I don't do anything online. Well, you don't have to do anything online to be affected in this instance, right?
That's true. So they're going to have information about you, whether you transact business online or not, because they have your credit history, they have your old sort of debt history. They have a phenomenal amount of information, and they don't get it just from online transactions.
What if somebody calls you or calls me from this company and asks for my information? Is that a scam?
Absolutely. So, and it's a sad thing. Anytime there's a huge story in the news, so this obviously being one of them, scammers are going to be out there to take advantage of it. And, you know, they see people are worried and vulnerable, and so they'll call you up and say, well, we're calling from Equifax. We want to confirm that your information is safe. Just, you know, if you can give us your Social Security number and date of birth, or they'll ask for something like that. Now, of course, you've just exposed that information to a different scammer, and so it'll exacerbate your problem. So Equifax is not going to be calling everybody up to do this. They have set up a website, so it's EquifaxSecurity2017.com, and that's where they really have ways for people to look, see, does Equifax believe their information was at risk, and gives you steps to go through to perhaps try to protect your identity somewhat.
Are there other ways that we could find out if we were affected?
Yeah, good question.
Really, the The only, you know, there's no sure way to know until something bad has happened. But so if you go to the Equifax site, again, it's EquifaxSecurity2017.com. They're going to let you know if they believe you were impacted. Now, obviously, there's probably some issues of trust as to whether you even want to take their word for it. But beyond that, they other than the people who stole the information, they're the only ones who would know. But what's really important is, so this is certainly a large in its scope, but we've obviously heard of other large companies who've had their data taken. There's often a delay between when there's a breach and when the public finds out about it. So the best thing for consumers is to always just be taking steps to monitor your credit lines, to monitor your credit report, looking at your bank statement and looking for charges, because you never quite know, were you affected, have you been affected, and maybe haven't heard about it yet. So it's just a good practice to always monitor these things.
Talking with our special guest who is with us once a month, delighted to have her here, Michelle Segal, who is Commissioner of the Department of Consumer Protection.
Commissioner, what is the state of Connecticut doing about this?
So the big thing, so the Attorney General, they're really taking a lead among states and are investigating this and, looking at what the company did, what they should have done, what their response is. So in terms of the legal action to deal with this event, the Attorney General's office has been great here in Connecticut and really been a lead on that. In addition, you have the Federal Trade Commission, who federally is looking at this. So there's going to be some multi-state actions. There's going to be some federal actions. At Consumer Protection, our real focus is on helping consumers sort of understand, what can I do to protect myself and deal with this while the legal actions work their way through the process. We're out here. You can go to our website. I'm certainly trying to talk about it. Others in our agency talk about, this tips for consumers.
Now, I know that we are entitled to get one free credit report a year. Now, is that one free from each of the credit card reporting bureaus? What do we know about that?
Yes, so you can get one each. So the four things you should really be thinking to do for yourself. One, as you said right here, is check your credit reports. So again, it's Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Each of them, you're entitled to one free credit report a year. So what you can do is stagger it out. So every few months, you're checking up on this and just put it in your calendar. Make that part of your routine, regardless of whether you were impacted by this breach or not. It's just good.
Do you call them? Do you go online? How do you do that?
The best thing to do is go online. You can go to annualcreditreport.com. And from there, you'll get links to the three, and you'll provide them with some information. They obviously need to verify you are who you say you are, because last thing you need is me pulling up your credit report. Mm-hmm. So you'll go online, do that, and do it once a year with each of these companies. One thing you can do while you're there, consider placing a freeze on your files. So
a freeze?
So people can put a credit freeze, and what that means is, while there's that freeze in place, places can't go in and check your credit history and offer extend more credit to you. So this only makes sense to do if you're not intending to open new credit cards, make a large purchase like a house or car where you're going to need to take out a loan. But if you know you're not going to be doing any of these things, a credit freeze may be a great way to do it, just to make sure nobody's going in there. If you know you don't need to open up anything, it's a great way to make sure nobody else does either. So that's something certainly to read about and give some thought to. And
is there a fee involved if you put a fee freeze on it?
Well, for some of them, Equifax appropriately is waiving any sort of fee. The other two at this point have not. I know one of the kind of resolutions the states and the Attorney General is looking for is for Equifax to reimburse people for these fees. The fee is not that much. I think it's between $10 and $15. So to have some peace of mind, it certainly may be worth it, and there may be a possibility that down the road there would be some compensation or there may be some way to work that out. But
because, Commissioner, the way things are today in the country with scams, and it's like it's never been before, what would be your advice to folks in general, people that have never paid attention to this, or what should they do?
So the four things, again, check these reports, give some thought to putting a freeze on your your credit history. Monitor your existing credit cards and bank statements. That I can't emphasize enough. So every day, look at your monthly statement. If you see a charge that doesn't look familiar, or you see something going on in your bank account that you know you didn't do, look into it right away. That's probably somebody else. And it'll often be start off as a very small purchase. They're hoping you'll overlook it. You know, if they make a $1,000 purchase, most people are going to like freak out and be like, oh my goodness, what happened? What is this? But so they may do a $2 or $3 thing, hoping you'll skip over it. But if that goes through, now the scammer knows I have a valid credit card number. I can go out on the market and sell or start using. So look at that closely. And then again, file taxes early, because that's become a really common way that scammers have been taking advantage of having this information.
No, this is just incredible.
Really, it is.
It really is.
Unbelievable.
Now, you put a freeze on your credit report, but let's say you know that down the road something does come up, and maybe you're going to buy a house or get another mortgage or a second mortgage or get a car loan, then you can unfreeze that account, correct?
Right. So you can do that. You know, give yourself a little bit of time to make sure that goes through the process, but it right. shouldn't take too long. So, yeah, if you're house hunting, you'll want to go in there and remove that freeze because, again, nobody's going to loan you a whole bunch of money for a major purchase if they don't have some comfort that you're going to be able and to pay that money back.
Okay. Interesting.
No, it really is, Brad. And again, Commissioner, you gave out some websites. That first one is annualcreditreport.com?
Yes. So annualcreditreport, doitallisoneword.com. And from there, you're going to be able to get to the three credit reporting agencies so you can get your history. And once you're in those as well, consider a freeze or other things you may want to do there.
And then you have the Equifax.
Yeah, so then EquifaxSecurity2017.com. And that is the website Equifax set up specifically to deal with all the questions. It gives a bit of a history of what they know and what they're doing. It'll give you a way where you can sort of find out if they believe you've been impacted. They will be asking for your last name and last six digits of your Social Security number. So just be aware of that.
Okay. Commissioner. Always great to see you.
Thank you so much.
Once a month, right?
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much for letting me get this information out.
You're welcome.
Commissioner Michelle H. Siegel, who is the Commissioner of the Department of Consumer Protection, and delighted to have her with us with all this information for all of us every month here with Dan and myself. Okay, my friends, coming up to 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, if any of you have anything that you want to bring to the broadcast desk, 1-888-574-2723. I'll be along with you with Dan for a few minutes, and then Dan has the final hour every single day between 9 and 10 with all kinds of information. Stay with us.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now.